You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
While the eight ball appears primarily on the pool table, the expression behind the eight ball has spread far beyond pool over the past 100 years.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan joining us over Skype. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
I've got to admit, until you brought this up, I have never heard this expression. And at first, I thought you were going to be talking about magic eight balls and that it had to do with predicting the future or something like that.
And instead, we're going to talk about pool, or what some people might call pocket billiards. This question came from my colleague, Clem, and it is also related to the coverage of COVID-19. Clem wrote, "If the cue ball is behind the eight ball when it's your turn to play, you are in trouble," which is, of course, true because you don't want the cue ball to touch the eight ball. So if the eight ball is in the way, you have a problem. And Clem goes on to say, that's what the phrase means, you are in trouble. It does not mean behind in a temporal sense. But now I hear formulations such as, X was behind the eight ball in responding to the pandemic, meaning slow or inactive. And Clem is absolutely right that we are starting to see this expression refer quite often to time. And here's another example. This one's from The New Yorker, talking about COVID-19. And here's the quote. In hotspots like Seattle and probably elsewhere, COVID-19 spread undetected for several weeks, which in turn only multiplied the need for more tests. Quote, once you're behind the eight ball, it's very hard to catch up, Alberto Gutierrez, the former head of the FDA Office of In Vitro Diagnostics and Radiological Health, told me. So there you see it, that somehow you've gotten behind, you didn't start quick enough, which means you're behind the eight ball.
So not physically behind the eight ball anymore, like the cue ball being behind the eight ball, we're talking about falling behind.
Exactly. But when the expression first came into the language in the 1920s, it meant at a disadvantage or in a position where it's hard to succeed. And when I hear some of these examples, I think, oh, I don't think I could use behind the eight ball that way anymore. So here's an example from 1944. An attempt to describe what makes the drawings funny lands you behind the eight ball. And I think, oh, yeah, that I couldn't do. Here's another example from 2007, this one from the Houston Chronicle. You see kids go to school or get out of school, and the first thing they do is twist their credit up, and they live their whole life behind the eight ball.
Okay, so they live their whole life in a tight spot.
Exactly, but not necessarily about time. But for many people, and I've done a little informal polling, behind the eight ball now suggests that somehow you procrastinated or you didn't start early enough and you find yourself behind the eight ball needing to rush to get something done. And you can see in some examples how there is an ambiguity to the expression that would allow it to start to refer to time. Here's an example from a 2012 blog about the Cincinnati Bengals. And it quotes the coach as saying, when you're highly penalized and you turn the ball over, you put yourself behind the eight ball. Now, that could just mean that the team is in a hard spot. But given the way football works and the clock is running, there is also this urgency of time and that you have somehow let yourself fall behind and need to catch up.
Okay, so instead of physically being behind the eight ball, the cue ball being behind the eight ball, we're talking about like falling behind, that kind of behind.
That's exactly right. And I think this is the other way that this gets reinterpreted, is that behind has for quite a while meant both physically behind and to be lagging behind. And so this expression, the behind the eight ball, has gotten interpreted as being behind in time, not in physical location.
Well, if you are behind an eight ball this weekend, I hope you get out, whatever that eight ball is for you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.